Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We are highly grateful to the Lord. Let me encourage you from the book of 1 John chapter 3 verses 21 and 22. It's a very beautiful passage. Apostle John, the beloved of the Lord, writes, "Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight." Beautiful. Amen. Well, I was listening to a beautiful, beautiful hymn that is called "Nothing Between My Soul and the Savior, So That His Blessed Face May Be Seen. Nothing preventing the least of his favor. Keep the way clear, let nothing between." Now, this beautiful hymn was written, you know, by Charles Tindley, and Charles was born to slave parents and separated from them when he was only 5 years of age. And he was a most remarkable individual. He learned to read and write on his own at the age of 17. Attended night school, completed seminary training through correspondence, and was ordained to the Methodist ministry. While attending evening school, young Tindley supported himself as the janitor of Calvary Methodist Episcopal Church in Philadelphia. In 1902, Charles Tindley was called to pastor this prestigious church where he had once been the janitor. The Calvary Methodist Church prospered greatly under his leadership. Eventually, several larger sanctuaries had to be built to accommodate the crowds of all races that came to hear this humble preacher. In 1924, in spite of Tindley's protests, the new church building was renamed the Tindley Temple Methodist Church. Charles Tindley expresses a concern in this beautiful hymn for many of the practices and attitudes that must be rejected if Christians are to be pleasing to the Lord Jesus Christ. The hymn reminds us that we must watch out for those allurements and temptations that can easily disrupt our spiritual courses, delusive dreams, sinful worldly pleasures, habits, pride, self, or friends. The Bible teaches that we are not to be conformed to this world, but should know the transforming power of a spiritually renewed mind. Romans 12, 1 and 2 references that. My dear brothers and sisters, reflect on this truth. The price of spiritual power is purity of heart. And therefore, let's ask God to reveal anything that might hinder his flow of power in our life. Amen. That's what the Lord is calling us, purity. The pure in heart will see God, because Jesus is coming soon. And therefore he says, only the holy. I am holy, and I will only receive the holy. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, the purity of heart is the call of the Holy Spirit today as we step out to our jobs and our businesses, and in doing whatever we are called to do, we will do with the purity of heart and with clean hands that will be well-pleasing unto the Lord Jesus. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have given to us. One more day to give you praise, one more day to bless you, one more day to praise you. One more day, O Lord God Almighty, to be great ambassadors for the name of Jesus. One more day that we'll carry the gospel of Yeshua in our hearts and in our mouth and share it with the people who are languishing without salvation. I thank you for your goodness and mercy that follows us every day of our lives. I thank you for your grace and glory that abounds over each and every one of us. And I release your anointing upon your flock, O Father, as they step out into their jobs, into their businesses, and running the errands for the day. I release your glory. I release your anointing. I pray that you will bless them, enlarge their territory, increase their borders, take away every pain from their lives, and keep them from the evil one, O God. I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst. I rebuke every manner of sickness in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we know that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole, and we give you the praise and the glory for that, O God. I thank you. Today will be a great and a glorious day for your people, O God. They'll come home rejoicing. Look what the Lord has done, and giving you praise in everything, that Lord God Almighty, you will be magnified in our midst. We thank you. We bless you. We honor you. We appreciate you. And we give you all praise and glory and dominion and power and authority, because it is all yours. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Dear people of God, have a brilliant day ahead of you, and bye for now.